pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do we have a motion to approve the minutes?
So move.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Dolavet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. The one agenda item we have today is David Fair from the Planning Department with a record plat. David?
I have one item for approval this afternoon. This is Trelage Subdivision located in Westchester Township. You might remember that this subdivision, the lots themselves were circular in shape, and then it was a land dominium project, and we required the home builders to actually replot the building footprints once the home was constructed. So that's what they're asking for approval today. It's replat of lots 44, 92, and 122.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Dolavet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Yeah, that'll give everybody a little.
They did that, right, didn't they? And everybody get the right house and the right bubble?
We're trying.
Is it about straightened up?
Yeah.
I got straightened up. It's really kind of, didn't work at all. The bubble concept.
I just want to introduce
Sure.
Chambers. He's a student at Miami University. He's actually volunteering in our office this summer. He's working about 20 hours a week, helping with economic development and planning projects and GIS. And I've got one other student that's volunteering with us too to work on economic development on Friday. So we're feel pretty fortunate.
Appreciate your time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey Dave, thanks. Did you check in the stimulus money yet?
Yeah, I did talk to Don. His income level doesn't qualify him to earn that, but we did check in.
Okay.
It's good experience.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Very good.
Tim, you want to take us through the agenda?
Yes, sir. We have three travel requests today. The first is from Judge Rogers, probate court, to attend the 2009 OAPJ conference. You're in Ohio, and the amount is $1,015. June 7th to June 11th. Next is for Joe Wessler, engineer's office, to attend the troubleshooting hydraulics conference, Louisville, Kentucky, May 27, 29, $1,500. Finally, from Donna Everson from Community Development, Community Development training, gearing up for neighborhood housing, $226, Dublin, Ohio, May 26. As we move into finance and budget adjustments, we have 14 items for your consideration today. One item is general fund, and the other 13 items are non-general fund. First, in the general fund, to transfer $4,000 between account to accommodate vehicle repairs. Item number two, the enforcement and education fund, 980. It's an increase of $400 in budget for DUI informational supplies, you know, and lab tests. Item number three, commissary fund, fund 1022. This is a transfer of $40 between accounts for the wrong account used for an inmate. Next, item number four, this is a concealed carry fund 1024. We have an increase in budget of $48,000. In order to accommodate the cost of additional background checks through year end as demand for concealed carry is increasing. Item number five, Job and Family Services, fund number 1780. We have a reclass between the two accounts. One reclass is $104,427. The other reclass is $20,000 even. This is for to cover, correct the proper account code for security costs. Item number six, these are increases in budget of $511,852, $33,823, and $329,549 for the following funds, respectively. The OPW Liberty Fairfield Road Bridge Project, Fund 2300. Liberty Fairfield at Hamilton Mason Road Project, Fund 2309. And the Ohio Public Works Project at Titusville Road, Fund 2330. And this is an increase in budget for book entries required by the state auditor. Item number seven, this is an increase in budget for unemployment costs in the sewer fund, Fund 3500. And it's an increase, are $6,220 and $1,064. Item number eight, this is an increase in budget in Fund 3510, the Sewer Capacity Fund, and Fund 3520, the Replacement Improvement Fund, of $22,500 even in each fund. This represents to set up for the semiannual debt payment for the Big Monroe loan to the Ohio Works Division. Item number nine, the Sewer Construction Fund, 3520. This is an increase of budget of $4,594,203 and $70,165. This is necessary to accommodate the refunding of debt by the recent refunding of the sewer debt that was approved a few months back. Item number 10, the Water Fund, Fund 4100, an increase of budget of $5,298 and $7,618, and this is for additional unemployment compensation in the Water Fund, Fund 4100. Next, number item number 11, the Water Replacement Improvement Fund, Fund 4120. This is an increase of $250,000 in budget to enable work that was previously done by outside contractors, you know, under the Ohio Works programs to be done in-house, and therefore we would get the reimbursement directly from Ohio Works rather than going to the contractor. Item number 12, this is the Cast Iron Ohio Public Works project, the Cast Iron Iron Replacement Project, Fund 4153 and Fund 4155. This is an increase in budget of $160,503 and $70,665 book entries as required by the state auditor. Item number 13, this is the parking facility, GSC Parking Facility Fund 4901. This is a transfer between accounts to the supply account in the amount of $2,000 in order to purchase parking dispensing tickets. And finally, item number 14, which is increase in budget of $80,000 to our workers' comp fund to cover the actual retrospective premium that has been paid on our workers' comp fund. As we move into personnel, we have 11 personnel transactions to consider. The first six transactions is hiring a temporary work site monitors. This is in conjunction with the federal stimulus package for the Summer Works program. Again, these are temporary hires, and these are supervisor type individuals that are going to track and manage the employees that will be hired, or the summer workers that will be hired under the federal stimulus dollars. So we're hiring Sarah Sharp at $20.58 an hour, effective May 26. We're hiring William Edwards, $20.58 per hour, effective May 26. We're hiring Kate Long, $20.58, effective May 26. We're hiring Bradley Carmella at $20.58, effective May 26. We're hiring Roland Patterson, $20.58, effective May 26. We're hiring Leslie Schutte, an amount of $20.58, effective May 26. Again, all of these are the special monies that were received from the federal stimulus package for the Summer Works program. So we move on with personnel. We have a step increase for Aaron Sams, Children's Services, to $22.90, a 3.4% increase effective June 5th. We have a step increase for Julie Kelly, Children's Services, to $22.76, a 3.3% change effective May 31st. We have a step increase for Jennifer Crail, Children's Services, to $18.86, a 3.3% change effective May 18th. Well, you're requested to approve a comp time payout to Derek Johnson in Children's Services in the amount of $216.09. You're requested to approve a comp time payout for Robert Barker from Children's Services in the amount of $131.88. As we move on to community development, I think that what we'll do is we'll pull that particular item today for consideration next week. As we move on to Job and Family Services and Children's Services, we have 9 items to consider for approval today. First is to amend the Children's Services contract for placement services with Access for Youth. The increase in the contract is $129,546. Next, we have a Children's Services contract, a placement contract with St. Joseph Orphanage to increase this contract by $417,822. Next, we have a Children's Services contract with Inspiration Homes, Inc., again for placement services. This is group home placement. We're increasing this contract by $88,546. Next, we have a placement contract with Adolescence Oasis, Inc. We're increasing this contract by $30,000. And we have another contract for St. Aloysius Orphanage that we're increasing this particular contract by $102,822. These last two contracts that I read represent changes from what appeared in your books, as we had some incorrect amounts on those resolutions. Children's Services also requests you to approve an amendment to an agreement with Butler Behavioral Health Services to expand the array of services to include mainstay foster care at no increase in the contract maximum. Children's Services also asks you to approve a contract with Diversion Adolescent Foster Care of Ohio. This is retroactive to February 108 to June 30, 2009, and the total contract is $642,908. They also ask you to approve a contract, Children's Services, with Presley Ridge, and the total amount of the contract is $358,540. Children's Services asks you to approve a contract with Comprehensive Counseling Services of Middletown from May 1 to 09 to April 30th, 2010, in the amount of $10,000 for mental health services. As we move on to water and sewer, has 3 items for you to consider today. First is to approve change order number 1 for the Cincinnati Road, Demick Road to Westchester Water Main Replacement Contract. And the amount of the increase in the contract is $1,470, bringing the new contract to $115,168. Water and Sewer also asks you to approve the removal of a lien on property at 4834 Canal Road. And then finally, the Water and Sewer, and in particular the Solid Waste District, asks you to approve a advertising contract with Cox Ohio Publishing for newspaper and online advertising in May and June for the Solid Waste District Collection Program for up to $11,342. As we move on to the engineer, has 6 items for you to request, for you to approve or consider today. First is to advertise for bids for the Bower Road Bridge Project. Next is to advertise for bids for the 7 Mile Creek Stream Erosion Engineering Contract. Third is to advertise for bids for the Northwest paving of various township roads. The next request is to approve the fund request by the City of Fairfield for $24,978 from the Permissive Motor Vehicle Tax Fund for video detection in intersections. Next is to approve a contract with the City of Fairfield in the amount of $34,525 from the Permissive Motor Vehicle Tax Fund for the installation of a traffic signal power backup system upgrades. Next and final for the engineer is to request you to approve a special hauling permit number 090504 to GRT Excavation. Under miscellaneous, we have 9 items of legislation for you to consider today. First is to receive and refer bids for a fixed base operator for the Butler County Regional Airport, contract 0904003. On May 19th, the proposals were received from the following 4 companies: Aviators Flight Center, the second is Empower Aviation, the third is Freedom Air Center, and the fourth is Meridian Partners, doing business as Reynolds Jet Center. You're also requested to approve a change order number 008R for the Butler County Animal Shelter for the plumbing contractor in the amount of $1,245 in order to add 5 point of use mixing valves to the public lavatories in the animal shelter as required by the City of Hamilton plumbing inspector. Next, you're asked to receive and enter on the upon the commissioner's journal a petition. This is a petition to annex 20.869 acres from St. Clair Township to the City of Hamilton. Next, you're requested to approve and execute an interim lease agreement with Kamarmovic LLC on a month-to-month basis for monthly rent of $4,218 for record storage while we complete the bid process for record storage. Next, you're requested to approve a continued support of the Hamilton Greater Hamilton Safety Council for the year of 2009 in the amount of $2,000. Next, you're requested to approve a grant grant approval to withdraw a parcel from the Fairfield RID. It's parcel number A03300165000037.
What is that?
Nick.
Pardon? Piece of parcel that is.
It's kind of a piece of parcel that goes down a hill. I'd have to show you the exact location.
Who the owner is?
Of it. Pardon?
Who's the owner?
Don't know. Approve Dave Fear as a replacement.
Okay.
Approve Dave Fear as a replacement for Mike Yingling as a Butler County Commissioner's representative to the Miami Valley Resource Conservation and Development Council. Approve a reimbursement of $461.25 to Jeff Ryrick for Title Division Supplies. Approved.
What was that?
I think that's 6125.
461.
It's missed.
No, you're right. It is. $61.25 to Jeff Wyrick. Next, you're requested to approve a reimbursement of $97.33 to Jeff Wyrick for Title Division Supplies. Finally, you have then announced certificates for 81 requests for payments.
Move to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes. Our next meeting will be Thursday, May the 28th, 9:30 here. Commissioners have anything?
John? I don't have anything.
Greg?
Office is closed Monday.
Office will be closed Monday, correct. Mm-hmm. Anybody have any comments from the audience? Seeing none?
Move to adjourn.
Okay.
Second.